Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadik Tes, and we are at the very top of Daf Tzadik Tes Omid Beis, the beginning of a new perek, the 10th perek of Masechtas Psachim, the last perek of Masechtas Psachim, arguably the most famous perek in Shas, perek Arvei Psachim. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba ben Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Devora Sara Basra Meir, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram, Ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chaim. So Perek Arvei Psachim needs no introduction, and as a result, we're going to jump right in. Zok de Mishnah, Arvei Psachim, Samech L'mincho, Lo'yoychal Adam Atche Techshach. Erev Pesach, once it's Samech to Mincha time, a person is not allowed to eat until it gets dark. Meaning it's usher to eat Erev Pesach from the time that's referred to as Samuch L'mincha up until you sit down to the Seder and then, of course, you start eating. Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, says the Mishnah, Lo Yoichal Ad SheYosef. Even an Ani Shebi Yisrael should not eat at the Leil HaSeder unless he's Beheseba. What's the Chiddush? You would have thought that Heseba is, by definition, an act of Cheiros. An Ani is not a Ben Chayrin. As a result, maybe it's a Chuk of Etula. It doesn't pass for him to be sitting Beheseba. Says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter. Every single Yid, even the Ani Shebi Yisrael, Beleil HaSeder is a Ben Chayrin. He's a Melech, and as a result, he has to eat Beheseba. And finally, a third halacha, V'lo Yivchu Suloi Me'arbek. Every single Yid, even an Ani, has to drink at least 4 glasses of wine at the Leil HaSeder. This is, of course, the mitzvah of Dalal Koseh. So the opening Mishnah, Perek Arvei Psachim, discusses 3 very important halachas. Number 1, it's asa for a person to eat Erev Pesach, Samuch L'mincha. Number 2, a Yid has to eat at the Leil HaSeder Beheseba. And number 3, there's a mitzvah of Dalal Koseh. And the Mishnah goes out of its way to say that even an Ani Shebi Yisrael, even someone that was being supported by the Tamchoi, this was a fund that was put together by the Yidin to help Yidin that financially was struggling. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your financial status is, these halachas are going to apply. There's a mitzvah to eat Beheseba, and there's a mitzvah to drink Dalal Koseh. So Rashi and the Rashbam, we're going to have Rashbam throughout Perek Arvei Psachim, speak out a few important ha'aras just to understand the Mishnah. Number 1, the Mishnah says, Arvei Psachim, Samuch L'mincha. What does Samuch L'mincha mean? So in the world of Zmanim, there's what's known as Mincha Gedoyla, and there's what's known as Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedoyla is a little bit earlier in the day. Mincha Ketana is a little bit later in the day. Say the Rishonim, quoting a Gemara later in the Perek, that when the Mishnah says Samuch L'mincha, Mincha means Mincha Ketana. What does Samuch L'mincha mean? Meaning, the Mishnah doesn't say Erev Pesach or Arvei Psachim Min HaMincha, it says Samuch L'mincha. Samuch L'mincha, says the Rashma, means a half hour before Mincha Ketana. So the first halach of the Mishnah, of Arvei Psachim, Samach L'mincha L'yoichal Adam Atche Techshach, what does that mean? It means Erev Pesach, a half hour before Mincha Ketana. So whatever Mincha Ketana is, a half hour earlier than that, that's when this halach is going to apply. Weiter, L'yoichal Adam Atche Techshach, why not? What's the big deal? Why is it asa for a person to eat? So Rashi and the Rashbam both say one line, which at first glance seems to be very innocent, but in the world of Lamdis, it was Marish Shalomah. Says the Rashbam, Lo yoichal adam, the reason is k'dei sheyoichal matzah shal mitzvah l'teyavin. Because we want that when you sit down by the Seder and you're going to eat matzah, you should eat it with a hearty appetite. We want you to be in the mood of eating matzah. If you're going to be already full, you're going to eat the matzah al hasoiva. So in that case, it's not going to be l'teyavin. Okay, now why is there an Indian to eat matzah l'teyavin? Says the Rashbam, Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. Because there's an idea that a person is not just supposed to do a mitzvah, but he's supposed to do it in a beautiful way. There's a concept of Hidr Mitzvah, and the Hidr Mitzvah is not just to eat matzah, but to eat matzah l'teyavin. The reason this is a big deal in the world of Lamdas, because usually Hidr Mitzvah is in the Cheftza of the mitzvah. So for example, there's a mitzvah to have an esrig on Sukkot. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Mitzad Hidr Mitzvah, there's an idea to have a nice esrig. Hidr Mitzvah is usually the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah should be beautiful, because by doing a mitzvah with something very nice, you're being Mahadar the Mitzvah. You're observing the idea of Zeh Keli Van Veyu. The matzah over here is the same matzah whether you're hungry or whether you're not so hungry. What's the hiddur? Says the Rashbam, the hiddur is eating it b'teyavin. In other words, if a person is hungrier when he eats the matzah, if he enjoys the matzah more, that also is a hiddur mitzvah. Here the hiddur is not in the heftz of the mitzvah, but here the hiddur is in the way the mitzvah is being performed. It's in the maisa ha-mitzvah. This Rashi and Rashbam right here in the beginning of Arvei Psachim is a maramakan that you see that there's an inyan of hiddur mitzvah, not only for the object of the mitzvah to be beautiful, but there's also an idea of hiddur mitzvah to do the mitzvah in a very nice way. In terms of lo yifchus uloy me'arba koisois, says Rashi and Rashbam, what's the makar to that? So they quote a medrash. The medrash says it's keneged the arba l'shoinoi shel geulo v'itzeisi v'hitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti in parshas va'era. So when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to see, I'm going to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. But he didn't just say, I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim. He used four different synonyms of Geula. Vahitzeisi, vahitzalti, vigo'alti, vilokachti. And it's kneged those Dalit l'shoinois of Geula that we commemorated by having Dalit koisis of Yain. Of course, we're going to talk a lot more about Dalit koisis. We're going to talk a lot more about Beheseba. But the first sugya in Perek Arvei Psachim deals with the first halacha of the Mishnah. And that is Arvei Psachim Samach L'mincha. That Arvei Psachim, Samach L'Mincha, which we defined as a half hour before Mincha Ketana, it's also for a person to eat. Says the Gemara, Mayur, Arvei Psachim. Why did the Mishnah tell me this halacha by Arvei Psachim? I feel Arvei Shabbos of Yabim Taimim Nami. This is true for every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom. Meaning, from our Mishnah, it sounds like this halacha is unique to Pesach. And we just explained why. Because there's a mitzvah of matzah, Zekeli Ve'anveyu, Hidr mitzvah, eat the matzah, the Teyavim. But it would seem then, if you were an Erev, ordinary Yontif, or Erev Shabbos for that matter, you wouldn't have this halacha. Because if this halacha is true to every Erev Yontif, then there's nothing unique about Arvei Psachim. Erev Pesach, at the end of the day, is like Gora from any Erev Yontif. So from the Mishnah, it certainly sounds like this is halacha dafka by Arvei Psachim, and this halacha is not true by Erev Shabbos and by Arvei Yom Taim. Fake the Gemara, it's not true. The Tanya Benutin of Reisal, Yoichal Adam Arvei Shabbos of Yom Taim, Min HaMincha Ulamayla. A person's not allowed to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Min HaMincha Ulamayla. And the reason is, Kadeshi Yikonis L'Shabbos Kishahu Ta'eva. So like this, a person will enter Shabbos hungry, Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Oichal Va'eilech, Achatashach. No, a person is allowed to eat even up until night. There's no isner to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif min HaMincha Ulamayla. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds lo yoichal adam ba'arvish habasas v'yamim toifim min HaMincha Ulamayla. Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, there's an isner to eat min HaMincha Ulamayla. Our Mishnah says Arvei Psachim samach l'mincha lo yoichal adshad Pesach. It sounds like it's halacha in Erev Pesach. So is it halacha dafkin Erev Pesach, or it is true for every Erev Shabbos, it is true for every Erev Yontif. Zok the Gemara two terutz. The first terutz is Amar Rav Huna said, Leitzrich Ela Rabbi Yosi. You're right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the brisa that we just mentioned, every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, it's aser to eat min HaMincha L'mailo. But Rabbi Yehuda had a Baal Plukta. Rabbi Yosi said, Oichel V'Hoylech Achetechshach. There's no iser to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Our Mishnah, that's mashma only Erev Pesach, is going according to Rabbi Yosi, Sheni Mukai Imai, and Rabbi Yosi, who holds that on an Erev Shabbos and an Erev Yontif, there is no iser to eat Snamach L'mincha. However, Erev Pesach is different because of the mitzvah of matzah, because of the hiddur that we want you to be hungry and have a good appetite when you eat the matzah. So here Rabbi Yosi is going to hold Erev Pesach. But enoch ninami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds its aser every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, there's nothing special, there's nothing unique about Erev Pesach. So says the Gemara again. So Rav Huna said, the whole chiddush is according to Rabbi Yosi. That's only true Erev Pesach and Erev Yontif. Aval be'erev Pesach, mishum chiyuva the matzah, because there's a mitzvah matzah moida, over here he's going to be mitzvah. That's the first teretz in the Gemara. The kasha was, the Mishnah's mashma Erev Pesach, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, you have the same halacha? I'm a Rav Huna, it's true Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, but Rabbi Yosi didn't hold that way. And our Mishnah's not Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah's going according to Rabbi Yosi, and even Rabbi Yosi that holds every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat, but Erev Pesach is going to be different. Rav Papa said a second teretz, a little tamer Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Mishnah's even going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Hassam, the Arve Shabbosa is beyamim toivim, min amincha ulamailo huda aser, samach lamincha shari. Meaning, our Mishnah maybe is even going to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, there is an Isser. Stating that, the Isser that you have every Erev Shabbos and you have every Erev Yontif is only min hamincha ulamailo. What was the lashon of the brayso? Lo yoichal adam ba'arvei shabbos es v'yamim toivim min hamincha ulamailo. Mincha being defined as mincha ketana. Avo be'erev Pesach, the chiddush of erev Pesach is afilu samach lemincha nami yaser. Even samach lemincha, not only min amincha ulemaylo, but even samach lemincha, which is a half hour earlier, even then it's going to be yaser. In other words, Rapapa said maybe our mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an Isser to eat every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif. So what's so special about Erev Pesach? It's not the Isser that's unique to Erev Pesach, it's the Zman of the Isser that's unique to Erev Pesach. Because Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, the Isser starts min amincha ulamaylo. As opposed to Erev Pesach, it starts a half hour earlier. That's the whole difference. It doesn't just start min amincha ulamaylo, but it starts already samach lemincha. Says the Gemara, Erev Shabbos, samach lemincha, shari, is that true? Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Papa is saying it's going to be mutter samach lemincha. In other words, Rav Papa was being medayik the brayso. Lo yoichal adam ba'arvi shabbosas v'yamim toimim min amincha ulamaylo. Oh, it sounds like the issa starts min amincha, but samach lemincha really is going to be okay. So he said, oh, gevaldik, that's the teretz to the stira. Our Mishnah says samach lemincha. Over there, it only says min amincha ulamaylo. But the Gemara says it can't say that because there's another brayso. Tiny we learned in a brayso. Lo yoichal adam ba'arvi shabbosas v'yamim toimim miteisha shoyis ulamaylo. A person is not allowed to eat erev Shabbos, erev Yontif from the ninth hour of the day. Kadesha Yikonis Lishabis Kishahuta Eva, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Yom, Rabbi Yosi says, Eichlova Eilich Achetachach. No, you're allowed to eat up until night. So this is the same brisa like we had earlier, Machloikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether there's an Isser to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, or there's no Isser to eat Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. However, as is often the case, the Nusach of the brisa is a little different than the nusach of the previous brisa. And there's a big ramification. There's a big nafka mina. Meaning, what did this brisa say? The lo yoichal odem ma'arvi shabbosis v'yomim toivim mitesha shoyis ulamaylo. Tesha shoyis is not mincha ketana. It's a half hour before mincha ketana. Mincha ketana in the world of shoyis mania starts 9.5 hours into the day. Which means that essentially it's samach lemincha. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, who said his halacha by Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, he didn't say min amincha lemailo, he said it already, samach lemincha. If that's the case, says the Gemara, how could Rav Papa say that really our mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? And it's true Rabbi Yehuda holds that the iser to eat Erev Yontif is true every Erev Yontif and every Erev Shabbos. But what's unique about Erev Pesach is that whereas Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, it starts min amincha, over here it starts samach lemincha, meaning ordinarily the issa would start 9.5 hours into the day. Here it starts 9 hours into the day. We have a mefurish b'raisa that says even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, according to Rabbi Yehuda, starts 9 hours into the day. Amar Mazutra, so Mazutra heard this kasha and he said, man leimelon de metretzti. Who said this latter b'raisa is a good b'raisa? Maybe there was a mistake in the Braisa. At the end of the day, we're asking a question from a subtlety. It says from the ninth hour as opposed to 9.5. Maybe really it was supposed to say 9.5 like the previous Braisa. And maybe it's a mistake. Some say Rav Yemar said. You could see why there may have been confusion if the Gers is Mereimar or Rav Yemar. But either way, we're not sure whether it was Mereimar or Rav Yemar that said, I was once listening to a shir from a Pinchas Breder Avami. Somebody got up and he said the following. He said over this Braisa, the Kiblo Mine, and he was Makabal the Braisa, at face value. Meaning he accepted the Braisa that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser to eat every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif doesn't just start Min HaMincha L'mailo, it starts Samach HaMincha. If that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, there's an Isser to eat. And the Issa starts Samuch Lemincha Ketana, which is exactly what the Mishnah says by us. So if that's the case, Rav Papa's Teretz, that really the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, and the difference between Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif versus Erev Pesach is when the Issa starts. Does it start Mincha Lemailo? Does it start Samuch Lemincha? Is knocked out. So the Gemara says, Yachi Kasha. So we're back. We're stuck with the original question. So the Gemara says, no, we're not. We had another Teretz. We had Ravuna's Teretz. Elamachmar Tikid Ravuna. The Teretz must be like Ravuna. What was Ravuna's Teretz? That our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi and Achinami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't have to say Erev Psochim or Arve Psochim or Erev Pesach. Incidentally, the first Tosfos in the Perek discusses what the right gears of the Mishnah is. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't need this halacha. Why? Because every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif has the same exact halacha. This whole halacha was only said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara continues and says, is that true? According to Rabbi Yehuda, this is so good. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyo, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanin, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Pesach, halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Shabbos. We have a Messiah from dating back to the Tanoim, that said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi be'erev Shabbos. In other words, we have this machloikas. You're allowed to eat erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat erev Shabbos. You're allowed to eat erev Pesach, you're not allowed. Says the Braisno that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'negei erev Pesach, we're machmer, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi regarding erev Shabbos, we're mekel. So what do you see from here? Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, what does that imply? If Rabbi Yosi b'Reb Chanino or Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, it certainly sounds like Michlal, the polig Rabbi Yosi b'Chavayu. It sounds like Rabbi Yosi argues. What was Rav Huna's teretz? Rav Huna's teretz was, it's true there's machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi regarding Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. But by Erev Pesach, everybody agrees. And our Mishnah of Arvei Pesach and Sabach and Minchal Yoichel is going Alibi the Rabbi Yosi. So you're saying that the machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi was true for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. It wasn't true for Arvei Pesach. That's the Chiddush and the Mishnah of Arvei Pesach, because here even Rabbi Yosi is moed. The problem is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, some say Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda the Arvei Pesach. So what does it sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Yosi Al Kopanim argues. The same machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi that you have Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you have regarding Arvei Pesach. That means our Mishnah is not Rabbi Yosi. So Rav Papa's teretz doesn't work and Rav Huna's teretz doesn't work. Now we're really stuck. Sakti Gemara, loy. No, it's not a kasha. It's true, there was a Messiah that traced itself back to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanino, or to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Halachah Rabbi Yehuda Erev Pesach, and Halachah Rabbi Yosi Erev Shabbos. But ironically, that statement wasn't discussing our sugya. It was discussing a very similar sugya. It's me'inyin le'inyin, very much ba'isai ha'inyin, but it's not the same exact halacha. In other words, you have no makar that they argued with regards to our shayla. Rather, mechlal, you do have a source, the pligi behafsaka. They were arguing regarding something else, and that is if somebody already started eating Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, or even Erev Pesach for that matter, and now it's Shabbos, it's Yontif, it's Pesach, do you have to stop eating, or do you not have to stop eating? Now, one thing is clear, just it's worth introducing before we see the next Gemara, and that is that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you're not allowed to eat Samach L'mincha, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, that just means you can't start eating. But if you started eating earlier, so the halach is you'd be able to continue to eat. The isner is to start eating. There's no isser to continue eating. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can sit down min ha-mincha u'lemaylo on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and even Erev Pesach, and eat. As long as you started beheter, you could continue. What we're about to discuss is what happens when it's actually Shabbos. What happens when it's actually Yontif? What happens when it's actually Pesach? We're not discussing stopping when it's Samach L'mincha or Min HaMincha L'mayla. That everybody agrees is okay. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can start eating then L'katchilo. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't start eating then L'katchilo, you don't have to stop. What we're about to discuss, just for the sake of clarity, is what happens when it's physically Shabbos, it's physically Yontif, it's physically Pesach. That too was a machloikis, and that too was a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. And because it's a very similar, it's not the same machloikas, but it's a similar machloikas, and it's the same tanoim that debated this shayla, that's why there was a little bit of confusion. So what's this braisa? The time I'm speaking the Shabbos says, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if somebody started eating beheter Erev Shabbos, before Samach L'mincha Ketana, he continued eating through the Zman, which is okay. Now it's Shabbos. It's literally Shabbos. So what do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, stop eating. What do you mean? Now, why would you think continue eating? Because you're going to continue eating anyways. You're about to eat your Shabbos Suda. So you would have thought, just make it one long Suda, Kamash Malon, that you have to stop. You need a pause. You're going to make Kiddush, and then you're going to have another Suda. But you have to be mafsik between your Suda Shal Choyl and your Suda Shal Shabbos. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, hey, mafsikin, you don't have to stop. This is another kula. You could just continue eating. Maisa, there was a story, Bashem Gamli, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Shayim Mesubin, Be'ako. The kidei shalem ayoyim, and they were eating Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yosi. So Rav Shimon Gamliel turned to Rabbi Yosi and he said, "Berebi." So what does Berebi mean? The Rashbam says, "Gadol Hadar." So the word Berebi means Gadol Hadar. Rabbi Yosi was the Gadol Hadar. Rabbi Yosi b'chalafta. So he told him, "Ritzoncha nafsek v'necha shadiv Rabbi Yehuda chavirenu." Should we stop the meal right now and we'll resume it? But should we stop it and be chayish for Rabbi Yehuda, who holds he's supposed to be mafsek? Amaloi, it's Rabbi Yosi. He turned to Rav Shimon Gamliel and he said, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim atem mechaviv dvar adofnei Rabbi Yehuda." It's interesting. Whenever there's a machloikis between me and Rabbi Yehuda, you always mechaviv dvar. By the way, when there's a machloikis Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, erevim and vavam and beis in the klali hashas, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So you always prefer me over Rabbi Yehuda. And now all of a sudden you prefer Rabbi Yehuda over me. And how's this for a little inyan of the Yoyimo? I can't believe it. I'm sitting here. You know, if I'm not here and you want to be chayish for Rabbi Yehuda, I can live with that. But I'm literally here. Why would you do this to me? Hagam lichpesh es hamalki imi babayis amaleis. He told him, I hear, I'm here, Rabbi Yossi. Okay, and kein loy nafsik. We're not going to be naf. We won't be mafsik. Why? Shem yira tamidim. Because maybe tamidim are going to see v'yikfa halach and l'dayris, and they're going to think that the halach is you're supposed to be mafsik. So I hear Rabbi Yossi. We're not going to be mafsik. Amr they said loyzalzim bishamach shakav halach Rabbi Yossi. They didn't leave until they paskin that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. And that is, you don't have to be mafsik. By the way, what does it mean you don't have to be mafsik? So this is going to segue into tomorrow's daf. I mean, we can continue, but then we're not going to have any Gemara to learn tomorrow. So we'll stop here. But the point is, the Tosfos already speaks out that according to Rabbi Yossi, what you do is, wait a minute, you're not mafsik. It's Erev Shabbos, you sat down, you had this grand toyamel, and now it's Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Shita is, ain't mafsik, megate vaitem, a food. Okay, you continue eating. So what do you make kiddush? You don't make kiddush. So Tosfos says you make kiddush after the meal. I mean, you continue, the Toyamer goes right into Shabbos with Zmiris and everything, and then afterwards you make Kiddush. Frank Tois says you make Kiddush afterwards. What happened to Kiddush P'makom Suda? So Tois says it's P'makom Suda. It just punctus at the end of the meal, as opposed to in the beginning of the meal. But in terms of the requirement of Kiddush P'makom Suda, it is P'makom Suda. It was P'makom Alanga Suda. That is enough for Kiddush B'makom Suda, and that's going to be okay, but we'll see more about that tomorrow. Regardless, what the Gemara is saying is that, again, we had a kash in Rav Huna. The Mishnah said, Arvei Psochim Somech L'mincha L'yoychala D'matcha Techshav. Faith the Gemara, Arvei Psochim, it sounds like every Shabbos and every Yontiv you don't have this halacha. You have the same exact halacha every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontiv. Rabbi Yehuda said, L'yoychala D'matcha Shabbos V'yom Entayim B'namincha L'mayla. Said, Rav Huna, I know Rabbi Yehuda said that, but Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi, who argued, only argued by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontiv. He's Moida Erev Pesach, and as a result, the halacha of the Mishnah is going Aliba near Rabbi Yossi. Freak the Gemara, it's not true. How could you tell me Rabbi Yossi is Moida by Erev Pesach? I mean, there's no machloikas Rabbi Yossi by Erev Pesach. We have a Messiah, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda the Erev Pesach. Halacha ki Rabbi Yossi, the Erev Shabbos, the Erev Yontif. Halacha mechlal do pligi. So Gemara says, that's a whole different machlokes. I mean, it's similar. It's also talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. It's also talking about eating, but that's something else. That's where somebody started eating beheter. You're certainly allowed to eat into this Zman of Mincha Ketana. Now it's actually Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? Rabbi Yehuda said you're supposed to be mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to be mafsik. And it was regarding that machloikis that there was a discussion. But as it relates to the halacha of the Mishnah, says the Gemara, and this is the Maskana, Rav Huna says, Arvei Psochim Somech L'mincha L'yoychal. Isn't that true every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif? Yeah, it's true according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such halacha. Exhale. So it's very hard to pick and choose really where to go. As far as raid goes on this first Amid and change over here in Perek Arvei Psochim, but we'll begin with the fourth Tosfos on the Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Tosfos Dibura Maskul Ad Shetechshach. Tosfos brings a kasha, makshim. He said, "I've heard people ask a veltz kasha, and that is amai itzterich ad shetechshach pshita." The Mishnah said, "Arvei Psochim Samach L'Mincha Lo Yoichal Adam Ad Shetechshach Erev Pesach Samach L'Mincha." You're not allowed to eat up until when? Until it becomes dark. Meaning, Lo Yoichal Adam Ad Shetechshach. Frei Tosfos Pshita. Of course, Ad Shetechshach. If the Isser is to eat Erev Pesach, then obviously, as long as it's Erev Pesach, you're going to have the Isser. Once it's Choshech, it's not Erev Pesach anymore. Now it's already Laila. So what's the Chiddush of Ad Shetechshach? The Mishnah that usually operates under the guise of La'olam Yishana Adam LeTalmidai B'Derech Kitzara Psachim Daf Gimel Amid Beis, all of a sudden now two extra words. Why did the Mishnah have to say Ad Shetechshach? There's nothing wrong with the words Ad Shetechshach. Obis Hepshita. And if the Tana of the Mishnah said that, there must be some Chiddush over here. Says Tosfos, there's a very, very big Chiddush. And that is, we know there's a concept called Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. We'll see more about that momentarily. But the point from a high level that everyone's familiar with is that there's an idea that a person can be Mekabel Shabbos early. You can be Mekabel Yontif early. There's an idea of making an early Shabbos. And it's predicated on Psukim and a Gemara, Joshua's Chazal, Shem Leisifin Michoel Alach Kodesh. Says Tosfos. You know what the Mishnah is coming to say when it says, Ad Shetechshach, that you could have had a Havamina, Ben Benoy Shal Havamina, that maybe if a person wants to make an early Seder, so you're making early Yontif, it's Pesach, and instead of starting late, Bizda Tatakim Ta'im, and everything is going to schlep into the early hours of the morning, you're going to get a head start. So you're going to sit down, you want to make an early Yontif, and you're going to make an early Yontif, you make early Shabbos, so why can't you make an early Yontif? And you'll be be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah, and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, and you'll have your dalut kaisis. So you would have thought, logically, why shouldn't you be able to do that? Zok the Mishnah, arvei psachim samach lemincha le'yoychal adam ad shetechshach. You can't. You have to wait until it's choshech. You have to wait until it's laila. You can't make an early Pesach, because the mitzvahs hayoyim of Pesach require choshech. It requires laila. And even though there is an idea of toisvus yontif, but now when it comes to these mitzvahs hayoyim, what's the reason for it? Says toisvus v'taima. The reason is mishum dechsev, because the pasuk says va'achlu as habasar ba'laila hazeh. It says that the basar of the carbon Pesach had to be eaten by Laila Azeh. Matzah umar iskish ula Pesach. And matzah umar are iskish to Pesach. So if the Pesach had to be eaten by Laila Azeh, and you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas carbon Pesach with Toysvus Yontif, so the same is going to be true as it relates to the mitzvahs of matzah umar, because the mitzvahs of matzah umar are iskish to the carbon Pesach. Either way, says Toysvus, that's the chiddush. The reason the Mishnah said Achetechshach, there's a chiddush. Even if you were mekabel early yontif, so technically it's yontif, but as it relates to the iser of arvei psachim lo yoichal, that's going to go into yontif. It's going to be true even Achetechshach. The reason is because you can't be mekayin the mitzvahs of matzah umar because the iskish to the carbon Pesach, and the carbon Pesach, there's a din of achmulas habasa. And it's because of that you're going to have this halach of Achetechsha. In the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Yochel Mirash Chayde, just at the very beginning of the Haggadah. So we're literally setting up what we're about to do. Right? What's the Haggadah? So the first half of the Haggadah is Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's really what it is. And that's why when we start the Haggadah, so we begin with the Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Arei Nekivek, Shemim Shana, Maisav Rabbi Eliezer, and then the four times that it says V'yigadat to Levincha in the Torah, the four times the Torah mentions the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's Keneged Arba Abonin, the Chacham, the Rosh, the Tam, the Ve'enu Yedei Lishol. And again, we're setting up the fact that it's the Leila Seder, and we have a mitzvah of V'yigadat to Levincha, we have a mitzvah to be Mesaper B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Haggadah Yochel Mirash Chodesh, you would have thought that the mitzvah starts already Mirash Chodesh. Talmud Loimar B'Yoimahu. It says V'yigadat to Levincha B'Yoimahu, it's not Mirash Chodesh. Had it simply said Bayemu, you would have thought that it starts already Erev Pesach. Talmud Loimar, Bavur Ze, Vigada to Levincha Bayemahu Leimar, Bavur Ze, Asa Hashem Libetzesim Yimitzrayim. What does that mean? So wherever you find the word Hazeh, Hachoydish Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim, you're always pointing at something. Bavur Ze, Leimarti El Bashashi, Eshmatzu Marm and Achim Lefanacha. That the only time you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is if you have Matzu Marm and Achim Lefanacha. But if you don't have the Matzu Marm in front of you, you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Haggadah, quoting a Mechilta, that's the Makar, says there would have been a havamina that maybe you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim mibo'oyyoyim. Maybe you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim already erev Pesach. Yochel mibo'oyyoyim, Talmud loimer bavruzeh, bavruzeh lo yomarti ela b'shoshi yishmatzu umaru b'nochem b'funach. And if you think about it for a second, it's a pella. What would the havamina, you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvah mibo'oyyoyim? The mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah that you're mekayim on Pesach. That's the Yigadah to Levincha B'Yoymahu Leimar. What's the Havamina? So if that's the case, why would you have thought that maybe you could be Mekayim the mitzvah already mid-ba'odim? So the Pashup Shat that the Achreinim say is that being that Erev Pesach isn't just Erev Yontif, it's this man that once upon a time they used to bring the Karban Pesach. So clearly it's more related to the Yontif than an ordinary Erev Yontif. Right, Erev Shavuos. Okay, it's Erev Shavuos, Erev Hashanah, Erev Sukkot. Every Erev Yontif is important, Chatzos, etc. But Erev Pesach is different. Erev Pesach is what the Torah refers to as Chag HaPesach. Right? Pesach that we know as Pesach, the Torah actually refers to as Chag HaMatzos. So being that Erev Pesach is already a little different, it seems to be more of an integral part of the Yontif than an ordinary Erev Yontif. So maybe there would have been a Havamina, you have the mitzvah of Yigadah to Levincha B'Yemahu. But it's still a little bit Tzarech Bir. So the Briska Rav, and it's brought down in the Briska Haggadahs. So the Briska Rav said, Pshat Zazeh. Pshat is, because Tosfos spoke out in Mesechtes, Psochim, Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, that really there would have been a Havamina, that maybe it could be became the mitzvah of Matzah and the mitzvah of Marer during Tosfos Yontif. Kamash Malon, there's a Hekish, Vachos Abbas Balai Lazeh. And matzah and maror are iskish to achilas carbon pesach. So just like the achilas carbon pesach has to be balayla, so to the matzah and maror also has to be balayla. Said the Briska Rav, what about Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Can you be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Could you be mekayim the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim during Tosfos Yontif, or could you not? Said the Rav, that's what the Haggadah is discussing. That's what the Baal Haggadah, that's Pshat in this Mechilta. Yochel Mevoideh, not wake up Erev Pesach and go ahead and do it. And not even Beinu Arbayim, because it's the Zman of the Shechitas Karban Pesach. Avada, v'igadah t'levincha, avada the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be done on Yontif. Of course, can't do it on Erev Yontif. You have to do it on Yontif. But Yochel Mevoideh, you would have thought it could be done Erev Yontif if you were Mekabel Shabbos early. You would have thought you could do it Erev Yontif if you were Mekabel an early Yontif. That's what we're talking about. So Sonkadai Techamina, if in Kol HaTayrakul there's something called Tosfos Yontif, so maybe there should be a din of Tosfos Yontif here as well. So Yochel Mevoideh, Talmud Leim Bavuzeh. What does Bavuzeh mean? Bavuzeh Leim Marit Yel B'Shosh Yesh Matzul Mar Menachem Lefanechel. And that Tosfos already spoke out on Daf Tzadik Tesla Mebeis, that Matzul Mar, you can't have Mevoideh. You can't have it during Tosfos Yontif. Why? Because it's Iskish to Achilas Pesach. Oh, that's what the Baal HaGadol was saying. Baal HaGadol was saying that just like Karban Pesach has to be Balayla, V'Achilas Abbas and Balayla Azeh. And for that reason, Matzul Mar also have to be Balayla. Because there is Iskish. And that's the Knech in the Mishnah, Atcha Techshach, even not Mibaydiyoyim. What does it mean, not Mibaydiyoyim? Even when you were Makabal in early Yontif, even then, Zokhtut Balagada, if that's the case, and it says, Bavur Zeh, Beshoshesh Matzum Morum and Achim Lefanach, that means CPC is Mitzrayim, you won't need to be able to do Balayla. Meaning, the Balagada starting with Toysfis in the beginning of Arbib Sachim, that once we establish that there's no Toysfis Yontif for Matzum Morum, does Zokhtut Balagada. Therefore, there can't be a Toysfis Yontif either regarding CPC is Mitzrayim. Meaning, Yachal Mibaydiyoyim, you would have thought, why shouldn't you have a din of Tosfos Yontif? Just like Tosfos had a Havamina, there should be Tosfos Yontif for Matzul Mar. Why can't there be a Havamina that there should be a Tosfos Yontif regarding Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim? And that's exactly what the Baal HaGadol was discussing of a Talmud Leimer Bavuzeh, that once we know that Matzul Mar can only be on Yontif and there's no Tosfos Yontif, oh, b'shoshesh Matzul Mar Menachem Lefanecha, then it's going to be Mechayiv that the same Halacha is going to have to be true as it relates to the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I'll go upon him. We have a Tosfos and Pesach and Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, and we have a Hoysofra from Moron HaGriz in the Briska HaGadois, and that is that even though there's a concept of Tosfos Yontif, but at the same time, as it relates to the mitzvahs Hayoyim of the Leil HaSeder, whether it's the mitzvah of Matzah, whether it's the mitzvah of Mar, or whether it's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no halacha of Mibaydiyoyim. It has to be Atcha Techshach, even if you mekabel Yontif earlier, still the halacha is, it's not going to be okay. But the truth is, that in this Tosfos right here, tucked away, is Mavur, a very important Yisoid. But just in order to appreciate this Yisoid, we have to take a step backwards. Really, we have to take a few steps backwards, but for now, we'll just take one step backwards, and just introduce the idea a little bit of Tosfos Yontif. And the truth is that we learned Mesechtes Shabbos together, and we learned Mesechtes Erevin together, and even Pesachim, which is very much Yontif Dig, and we're going to continue to learn Mesechtes Be'ezus Hashem in the coming year, that are Yontif Dig Halachas, and the idea of Tosfos Yontif and Tosfos Shabbos is really critical to understanding some of these ideas, and it's something that's very much Halacha L'maisa, but just to start the raid, so to speak, and then we'll go from there. The Gemara Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph on the days, brings a pasuk that we all know. It says, "V'inisem es nafshoy seichem b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev tish pesu shabatchem." And the Gemara asks the obvious question: "V'inisem es nafshoy seichem b'tisha l'chodesh?" Freik the Gemara. Do you fast on the ninth day? You fast on the 10th day. Everyone knows Yom Kippur is your Tishrei. It's not Tishrei. Okay, so what's the pshat? Maschal u'mesanim mevoideh. What the pasuk means to say is that you have to start fasting a little bit during the ninth day. Maschil, you start umesane and you fast meboydiyim. Mikan shemoysifin michoil al hakodesh. From here we learn that even though Yom Kippur, it's true, is Yud Tishrei, but you have to be moysif michoil al hakodesh. You have to start it a little bit early. Vainly elabik nisas. Okay, I would know only in the beginning of Yontif. Biyitzias minayin. How do you know at the end of Yontif? Talmud Loimar, it says me erev ad erev. And me'erev ad erev, we learn that not only in the beginning, also at the end. Eli Yom Kippur. From this pasuk, I would only know this is halacha by Yom Kippur. Shabbos is v'yom tovim minayim. Talmud loymar tishbisu. It says tishbisu, and we learn from there. Hakeitzad komakim shenem ashvois. Anytime there's an Indian of shvisa, it means moisif and michoil al hakodesh. Now halacha is you're always going to have to be moisif michoil al hakodesh. This is the makar to the halacha of Tosfos Shabbos. Taisus Yontif, and of Taisus Yom Kippur. Now the truth is, this Gemara is in Yuma Pe'alef on the base. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Sukkot Daf Chaf Ches. All the Gemaras are a little bit different. And really, to go through this properly, you have to go through all the sugyas, and there's many Joshes Chazal, and there's different Tanaim. But the short version of the Makar, the Halacha, of Taisus Shabbos, Taisus Yontif, and Taisus Yom Kippurim, is this Gemara right here. It's not from a Pasuk. We know that Yom Kippur is not petition. It's Yud Tishrei. Must be there's an idea of Moisifin Michoel Alakadosh. Now, from the Gemara, it would seem there's no question that the idea of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, Tosfos Yom Kippur, Mikanchem Moisifin Michoel Alakadosh is a din d'orais. It's not from a pasuk. It's a bona fide Joshua's Chazal. No one said anything about it being an asmachta ba'alma. And it would seem that the din is a din d'orais. And that is the Pashtus and the Rishonim and the Poiskim. That Tosfos Shabbos is not from a pasuk. It's no different than anything else that's not from a Joshua. It's a din d'orais. Stating that, there's a shita mechudeshes in the world of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. And that is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam brings the halacha of Tosfos, but he brings it in one place in his Yad Chazaka. He brings it in Hilchos Shvisas Asar. Shvisas Asar is where he discusses the halachas of Yom Kippur. Shvisa Asar, the 10th day of Tishrei. So the Rambam discusses the halachas in his Yad Chazaka of Yom Kippur and Shvisas Asar. And in Perek Aleph, halacha Vav says the Rambam, all the halachas regarding Kishem Sheh, Vitzorich Lahoysef Michael Allah Kodesh, Biknisasi Ubi Yitziyasi Shinemar, Vinisim Esnaf Shay Sechem, Betishal Allah Kodesh, Me'erev Kaloimar, His Chalotzumulis Anes, Me'erev Tisha, Hasamachlasi, Vichem Biyitziya Shaya, Beinuya Ma'at, Milele Achadasa, Samachlasiri, Shinema, Me'erev Aderev Tishbisu Shabbat. So the Rambam in Hilchot Shvisas Asa Perak Aleph Halacha Vav brings the Gemara Yuma Pe'alf on the base. That's Gevaldik. You know what the problem is? The Rambam doesn't bring it in any other place in his Yad Chazaka. The Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchis Shabbos, and the Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchis Yontif. And the Hashmata of the Rambam is a Pella. Because how did the Rambam not bring it in Shabbos V'Yontif? This is a din, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It would seem that this is a very, very important halacha. So l'chor, it's a pella that the Rambam brings the halacha in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, and the Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontif. Incidentally, I saw from Rabbi Yeshua Mikutner, he says a davar nifla, a svara, maybe to explain a little bit the shitas of Rambam. It's not miyashev, the plia on the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam is going to negate the Gemara, seemingly, but at least a little bit of a svara. He says, Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, the idea is not just to add on to the day. That's not the point. He says a beautiful svara. He says the idea is that by you adding a little bit, you're changing the nature of the actual day. So what does that mean? He says if you start fasting Erev Yom Kippur a little bit earlier, the echos, the quality of the tainus is going to be different. Because ein daima, someone that fasts 24 hours or someone that fasts 25 hours, it's different. Qualitatively, it builds up. It ends up being a little bit different. So he says, the Rambam held like this. On Shabbos, what's the Isser? It's Isser Melacha. If I start Shabbos a half hour earlier, so is that going to change my Shabbos? So the E-Melacha that I did on Shabbos, the fact that I wasn't Zerei and Chayrish on Shabbos is different qualitatively because I started it a half hour before this man. One has nothing to do with the other. I rather started it. Quantitatively, my Shabbos was a little bit longer. The Rambam held, there's no mitzvah to be moisif in the quantity of the Shabbos. The Rambam held the mitzvah to be moisif in the quality. Be moisif in the quantity is moisif in the quality. So he says, on Yom Kippur, where there's an inyan to fast, so if I start Yom Kippur earlier, the quantity, the fact that I started my fast a little bit earlier is going to change the nature of the tainus. That's the idea of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. But on Shabbos Yontif, you don't have that. Because the fact that I'm punked not doing melacha for another half hour, that has nothing to do with Yontif. That has nothing to do with Shabbos. Stam in the Veltarite to start a little bit earlier, that's what Rabbi Shimon Kutner said. He said that maybe that's the svar of the Rama. But the svar is beautiful. But at the end of the day, the Rama's a Pella. The Rama's going to Connecticut. So we just literally finished two raid bites trying to be Miyasha the Gemara in Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where the Rambam says you can get Malkus and Bali Rabbi Yamatze. It's Connecticut of a Furisha Gemara. Psach inside the base. Here's another Rambam that's Kenegan of a Furisha Gemara. Not a Rambam, but a Hashmatas a Rambam. But it's the same thing in the world of Lumbus. Doesn't matter if the Rambam said it or Rambam didn't say it. It's the Zelba Rambam. There, some of the most famous Rambams are Rambams that the Rambam never said, right? But the Rambam who left out in Hilchos Shabbos and he left out in Hilchos Yontif the concept of Tosfos Shabbos, the concept of Tosfos Yontif, it's a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, it says, V'nisim Esnaf Sheisechem, granted the Pasuk is by Yom Kippur, but at the same time it says, Ein Li Elo Yom Kippur, Shabbosus Yom Tovim Minayin, Talmuloy Matish Besu, HaKeitzad Kol Mokim Shenem HaShvois, Moisifin Michoel HaKodesh. It would seem to be a Mefurish Gemara, how you talking that the Rambam didn't bring this Halach. So the Rambam is a Shver Rambam, and the Rambam is something that we'll put aside for another day. But just one Ha'ara, and that is, I heard in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that even though the Rambam held that there's no mitzvahs toisvahs Shabbos midai Raisa, and there's no mitzvahs toisvahs Yontif midai Raisa, but at the same time, the Rambam's maskin that the Cheftza of toisvahs Shabbos and the Cheftza of toisvahs Yontif exists midai Raisa. The Rambam just held that there's no chiyuv to take upon yourself Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. The only time you have a chiyuv is by Yom Kippur. But the mitzius, the musag, the concept of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, that the Rambam held of. And that the Rambam held is a regular deraisa degedin. It's an unbelievable chiddush. In other words, the Rambam held that in mitzad the chiyuv, the obligation that I have to start Shabbos earlier, there's no such halacha. Certainly not midday raisa. The obligation to start yontif earlier, it's nidah as halacha. There's no such obligation midday raisa. But in terms of the mitzia, is there such a bria? Let's say I was mekabel Shabbos earlier. Let's say I was mekabel yontif earlier. There's something called Tais Shabbos as yontif midday raisa. I just don't have a chiyuv. It's similar to Reb Chaim in Sefer, where Reb Chaim says in Hilchas Tefillah that even though the Rambam sheet is that Tefillah is the Rabbanon, but Reb Chaim said Avol Inyana v'kiyuma is a deraisa. The mitzius, the chefts of Tefillah is a deraisa to get in. Avram Davin and Yitzchak Davin and Yaakov Davin. Everybody's davening. So of course, there's no question. There's a concept of Tefillah midairaisa. There's no shaila. There's a musig of Tefillah midairaisa. But in terms of the chiyuv, so for example, Tchumen. If you hold Tchumen is the Rabbanon, midairaisa, such thing is Tchumen. It doesn't exist. What's Tchumen in the Rabbanon? The whole creation of Tchumen is a rabbinic creation. Tefillah, Reb Chaim said, is a deraisa creation. Avad, it's a deraisa. This is no chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv to shtel shmein esrei 3 times a day, according to the Rambam. The chiyuv is not a chiyuv deraisa. It's the same thing. Toisvah Shabbos, Toisvah Yontav, Avad is a deraisa degedin. The Grizz said that what the Rambam was mashmit was the chiyuv. But he was never mashmit the actual concept. There's no question that the concept of Tosfos Shabbos and the concept of Tosfos Yontif is very much going to be a deraisa digedin. That's what the Brisker Rav said. Meaning, when I start, partial the fum riata, when you learn Tosfos, and Tosfos had a havamino, then maybe it could be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah umara during Tosfos Yontif. So partially say, Avada doesn't hold like the Rambam, which is a good thing. The Rambam's very fair. But partially you would say that he doesn't hold like the Rambam. But Lefi the Brisker Rav, it's not true. Right? Why would you think he doesn't like the Rambam? Because if Tosfos Yontif is a Rabbanon, what's the Havamini? He can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Matzah. How can he be Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah on Pesach when it's only Pesach mid the Rabbanon? You would need a deraisa to get Pesach to be Mekayim your Mitzvah of Matzah and your Mitzvah Mar. What's the Shiloh? Oh, but the Emma says it could be Tosfos did all like the Rambam. Because and Rambam is Moida, said the Brisker Rav, that there's something called Tosfos Yontif Midei Raisa. And if somebody's Mekabel an early Yontif, Avad it's going to be a Tosfos Yontif Midei Raisa. All the Rambam was saying was one thing. All the Rambam was saying was that there's no Chiyuv. Or all the Rambam wasn't saying when he was mashmid in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Yontif is that there was no chiyuv. But I'll call upon him. This is the makar to the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif. Pashtos, it's a deraisa to get in on Shabbos, on Yontif, and certainly on Yom Kippur. The Rambam sheet is that there is no chiyuv mid deraisa, maybe mid rabbanon, but for sure there's no chiyuv mid deraisa to be mekabel Tosfos Shabbos and mekabel Tosfos Yontif. It goes down as a very, very shver Rambam. It's not the Pashtos. The Pashtos, of course, is not like the Rambam, but more like it's mavur in Tosfos that there was a havamina. That you can become the mitzvah matzah and the mitzvah marah and CPCS mitzrayim, like the Brisker Rav learned up in that Gadol Shel Pesach, because there's a din called Tosfos Yontif, there's a din called Tosfos Shabbos, and this din is a deraisa digedin. But there's another very important yisoy that we have to take out of this Tosfos, and that is Rabbi Chanan, in his Kovet Shiurim, he asks a kashna from another Tosfos in Shas. A Tosfos in Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. The context over there is the Gemara is discussing the halacha that a father has a schus in the maisi adayim of his daughter. So a father who has a daughter that's a minor, so he owns her maisi adayim. So how do you know that? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that. Because a father has a right to be Mekadosh his daughter. A father has a right to marry his daughter off. As Bitin Asati Lishnazeh. Now, how could a father marry off his daughter? L'chayra, she has a right to go to work at that time. She has to get married, so she has a wedding to be at. So you're going to be Mevatel her from her Maisi Adayim. So inherent, L'chura, to the din that a father has a right to be Mekadosh his daughter is a very obvious problem. You be Mevatel of me Maisi Adayim. So like, well, must be the father owns the Maisi Adayim. If he owns it, it's not going to be an issue anyways. So like, Gemara, I don't know if this is a riot. You know why? Because you could always say, maybe the idea that a father has a right to marry off his daughter, you're right, if she has a job and she's not interested, maybe she keeps her Maisi Adayim. He says, you know what, Shabbos and Yontif, I can't work anyways. Shabbos and Yontif, I can't work anyways. We'll get married on Shabbos. Fake Tais Akash, you can't get married on Yontif. Married on Yontif, the Samachta b'chagecha, b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Everybody knows you're not allowed to get married on Yontif. So, Taisvis, is there Taisvis in Ksuvis Memzayin Amaral? Now, you know what the Gemara meant? The Gemara didn't mean really Yontif. The Gemara meant Erev Yontif during this man of Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif, you can't do malacha. But at the same time, during Tosfos Yontif, you can get married. Because v'samach v'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha doesn't apply to Tosfos Yontif. It's true on Yontif, it's not true on Tosfos Yontif. Why? What's the hesber? Zok Tosfos. Because the whole halacha of Tosfos Yontif was only stated with regards to Issa Malacha. A person is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. A person is not allowed to do malacha on Yontif. As it relates to the Isser Malacha, we have an idea that says that it's not only Asr on Shabbos and Yontif, but it's also Asr on Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. But as it relates to anything else that's Negei Yontif, there's no such halacha of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. In other words, if a person would be Mekabel Yontif earlier, it would be Asr to do malacha. But at the same time, you want to get married? Gesundheit. The Zivik should be only often. What do you mean? You can't get married on Yontif. V'samachtim d'chagach v'lai b'ishtecha. On Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, there's Yisurei Melacha. But on Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif, it's not Yontif to the degree that we would have Alach and Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. This is a Tosfos and Ksuba Staf Mem Zayin Amavis. So what's the takeaway from the Tosfos? That even though there's Alach called Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yontif, V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem V'Tishol HaChodesh, and not only on Yom Kippur, but it's true for any time there's a mitzvah of Shvois. But that's only with regards to Isser Malacha. But as it relates to, is it Yontif now? You have a loch of Eimar v'simcha b'simcha? You have a loch of v'samachta b'chagecha? You have to be b'simcha with the Yontif, and maybe I can't get married now because b'chagecha v'lai b'ishtecha? No. As I write Lish, now we're pushing it. And to that much now, it's very Rabbi Chanan, it's a Pella. He says, if that's the case, what's pshat in our Tosfos? Tosfos says that, you know why the Mishnah said Arvi Pesachim Somach L'Milchol Yochel Adam Atshetechshach? What's the Chiddush Atshetechshach? Of course, Erev Pesach always goes Atshetechshach. No, the Chiddush is that what if you Mekabel Yontif early? So can I be Mekayim HaMitzvah of Natzah? Can I be Mekayim HaMitzvah Mar? Tamuloy Atshetechshach. Vachlos HaBasim B'Lai Lazeh. And we're Makish Basa Tamatzah Mar. It has to be Namdafka B'Laylo. And therefore, even if you Mekabel Tosfos Yontif, it's not going to be okay. But on this Shtickle Torah, Tosfos was really open to hearing that maybe you can be Mekayim HaMitzvah Matzah Umarer, you can kind of mention Matzah Umarer, and put Zman of Tosfos Yontif. And it was based on this that Biskarov explained in the Haggadah, Yachal Bayayim, Talmud Meir Bayayim, Mahu, what was the Havamid of Bayayim? Meaning, I would think you'd be Mekayim, Mitzvah of Zibet, Zibet, Mitzvah, Meir of Yontif. Why? Because it's Tosfos Yontif. Great Rebbe Chanan, Tosfos Lashitosoi, in Ksubis Memzayin Amabes, Memzayin Amadalf, where Tosfos said that Tosfos Yontif is only Negeya, Issa Melacha. It doesn't make it Yontif, so what's the Havamid? You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah Mar. What's the Havamid? You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim. It's not Yontif. If Tosfos Yontif makes it Yontif, then Memela. But it doesn't. All it is Issa Melacha. So if all it is Issa Melacha, if all it is Issa Melacha, so Freik Rebbe Chanan, what's the Havamina? You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah. What's the Havamina? You can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mar. Rebbe Chanan blives Sarachin, but the Achroinim after Rebbe Chanan with Meirich, and there were many, many terutz, and one is more lumdish than the next, to say pshat in this kasha. But I just want to, so we'll speak out one teretz to this kasha that really goes to the core of understanding the halachas of Tosfos Shabbos and understanding the halachas of Tosfos Yontif. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish Samach Aleph, says that there's two ways that a person can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yontif. It's in Reish Samach Aleph. It's Sifkan Chaf Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu al yedei dibur. One way is dibur. Shum mekabloi olav l'shem tois v'shabes. A person says, Hinei nimuchan abzuman, I want to be mekabel on myself tois v'shabes. Oi, al yedei amiras baruch. The other way is by davening Shabbos to gedavening. So either you could do it bidvarim, you mekabel it, or al yedei Shabbos to gedavening. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, v'mahani l'zei kabola b'leif, whether you could be mekabel it b'leif, or does it have to be literally bidvarim, meaning dvarim shabbaleif, havin dvarim, loy avidvarim, as it relates to being mekabel tois for Shabbos and tois for Yontif, he says, ayin l'kamam b'simit tofer ishcheset kon gimel b'ramah, u'mishnah Berurah sham, ayin sham. But the point is, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's two ways for a person to be mekabel Shabbos. Number one, you can do it by just expressing that this is something that you want to do. Or even without having this bitui, this kabbalah, that I want to do this, you can do this all your day, amiras baruch as well. One thing is clear, the way tois for Shabbos happens is with some sort of a kabbalah. In fact, there's a discussion in the poskim if he could be shoyel on tois for Shabbos. Let's say someone was mekabel tois for Shabbos, now he wants to do malach. He wants to do malacha. So there's a tzad in the poskim that you can call three chevra, Shimon or Rabbeisai, mutalach, 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 and you can get hatara on your tois for Shabbos. Why? Because how does tois for Shabbos happen? It happens the same way you make a neder. A person makes a kabbalah. From now on, ashkim v'eshna perigzeh. Neder gadol nadol alikei Yisrael. Rav Gidol amirav. Nedarim davchesa amirav. Right? So that's a neder. It's a kabbalah. That's what tois for Shabbos is. Tois for Shabbos is you're taking upon a kabbalah. So be that it's a kabbalah, so there's a tzad to say, lo-yachil devaroi. It's like more in Hilchas Nedarim de Gehalacha, right? Reminiscent of the Rambam Shita that Hefker is Mitam Neder. So you have a concept, Kabbalah's Tois V'Shabbos is Mitam Neder, and there's even a tzad that maybe you can be Shoyal, but we digress. But the point is, Mishnah Berurah says that there's two ways to be Mekabel early Shabbos. Either you just make a Kabbalah, good old-fashioned Kabbalah, or Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayrach, that alone is going to be okay. Says, but as we'll see in a moment, that these two mahalchim are really chaluk b'yisoidah. Meaning, these are two roads that you can take to arrive at the same place. Meaning, it's Shabbos, even though it's not really Shabbos. I would just mekabel tois for Shabbos. But as we're about to see, both roads actually don't lead to the same exact place. And for that, we need one more knetch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Sifkat Dalet says, after you say Baruchu, even though it's still day, ain't ma'arvin, you can't make it ruvich atzeres. They ain't toimdin, you can't do atmano. Mishum dehu kibble le Shabbos aleh. The reason is because you just made an early Shabbos. Says the mechaber, uledidon havi amiras mizmor shili yoyim haShabbos kanias Baruchu ledidon. Says the Shulchan Aruch that I'm quoting now what the Rishonim said. And that's because the Rishonim, they didn't have Kabbalah Shabbos. We have Kabbalah Shabbos, right? It comes from Shlomo Malkavitz and mostly from the Mekubalim and Tzfas. So they were Mekabel Shabbos when they davened Ma'ariv, right? Ma'ariv on Shabbos was very similar to a Ma'ariv during the week. It started with Baruch Hu. Now we have a whole Kabbalah Shabbos. But they didn't have it. So says the Mechaber, says the Beis Yosef, that it's because of the way the Rishonim presented a Baruch Hu. I'm saying Baruch Hu. But now the Didan, the Beis Yosef, was a contemporary of these Mekubalim, where everything started changing. He said it's not Baruch Hu, but rather Mizmer Shiliyeh Ma'Shabbos. That's when you're Mekabel Shabbos. But what we need from this Mechaber is really one thing. And that is that once a person makes an early Shabbos, ein ma'arvin. At that point, you're not going to make an eruvei chatzeres. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this very same halach in another place. It's also in Hilchas Shabbos. It's in Siman Shin Tzadik Gimel, Sifkat Beis. Echad eruvei chatzeres, ve'echad shnitufei mevois, ma'arvin oisem bein hashmashas. You're allowed to make eruvei chatzeres and shnitufei mevois bein hashmashas. Va'amfilu im kvar kibel olav tais v'shabbos. And this is true, even if you already makabel tais v'shabbos, I mean, you would have thought you were makabel tais v'shabbos, so it shouldn't be okay. Even if you makabel tais v'shabbos, you can make an eruvei chatzeres. V'yesh oisrim im kibel olav tais v'shabbos. Some say it's aser if you makabel tais v'shabbos. Makshim achroinin, there seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Samach Aleph says that once a person makes an early Shabbos, ein ma'arvin, at that point you're done. You're not allowed to make an eruv chatzeres anymore. In Shin Tzadik Gimel, the Mechaber brings two days. Number one, that's already a steer. Here he says, for sure it's aser. And in Shin Tzadik Gimel, he brought what? The Mechaber from Reish Samach Aleph to Shin Tzadik Gimel discovered another opinion, and that's why he brought it in Shin Tzadik Gimel. He didn't bring it in Reish Samach Aleph. during, it doesn't make sense. How in one place he brings one opinion, another place he brings two opinions. If there's two opinions, but that brings in beta opinions. And if it's one, you bring one. It's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Here it's one and here it's two. But va'oid, we have a cloud that whenever the Mechaber brings a halach and then he says a yesh oisrin, that's always the secondary opinion. The first opinion that the Shulchan Aruch brings in Shin Tzadik Gimel is va'filum kvar kibul olav tois v'shabes, it's mutter. The yesh oisrin em kibul olav tois v'shabes. It sounds like this other idea that, well, it's another other idea. That's what the Mechaber Paskin, the Rage Samach Aleph. So we have a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. If a person's Mechaber Tois V'Shabbos, could you make a Ruvich Hatzeres? Now, why shouldn't a Ruvich Hatzeres be different? So that's easy, because it's only the Rabbanon, there's Kulis regarding a Ruvich Hatzeres. But the point is, right, Allah Chaktiv Ramneko, but Erev, there's Kulis. But again, we're focusing on the Stira. It's Rage Samach Aleph, the Mechaber says that once you make an early Shabbos, Ein Ma'arvin. And in Shin Tzadik Gimel, he brings two Shittas. The Iker sheet is that it's mutter, and it's only the secondary sheet that it's aser. There would seem to be a stira. Could you make a Ruvich Hatzeres during Tais V'Shabbos, or could you not make a Ruvich Hatzeres during Tais V'Shabbos? The Noi de Yehuda, in his Hagoyes on the Shulchan Aruch, in his Dogum Ravavam, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and his Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Simen Reish Samach Aleph, they both say the same Teret. Shneim Nischavnu L'Dover Echad, to say Pshat. And that is, said the Noi de Yehuda, and said the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's mavur from the Rishonim. There's two ways to have an early Shabbos. There's two ways to make Tais V'Shabbos. You can make Tais V'Shabbos by being mekabelit b'dvarim. And then you can make Tais V'Shabbos by davening ma'ariv. Said that G'dayli Achronim, it's not the same thing. The definition of the Tais V'Shabbos that you're going to have, if you mekabelit b'dvarim, is going to be different than the definition of the Tais V'Shabbos that you're going to have if you mekabelit by going ahead and davening ma'ariv, and by davening a Shabbos to get tefillah. When a person says, I want it to be Shabbos now, it's not Shabbos, but a person says, I want to be mekabel Shabbos, he's mekabel a limited Shabbos. He's mekabel Shabbos, but it's a limited Shabbos. It's so limited that it could be, it's going to be mutter to do a Ruvich Hatzeres during that time, but there's going to be limitations. When a person stels sich to daven Shabbos, you know what he just did? He just took on Shabbos. Because if not Shabbos, why are you davening Shabbos? So over then, says the Dogum Ravava, min astam mekabel k'tushas ha-Shabbos mamish. Now he's being mekabel the real deal. Now he's being mekabel the whole thing. So says the Rebbe Yehuda, and said the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it could be Yisrishkain Tzitira, the Mechaber in Reish Samech Aleph, when the Mechaber said, Ein Ma'arvin, you're not going to make a Ruvich Hatzeres during this month of Tais V'Shabbos. What was the Lashon of the Mechaber? Achar Anias Barchu, or Lididon, after we say Mizmor Shili Ein Ma'Shabbos. Then the Halach is Ein Ma'arvin. Oh, you just stabbed Ma'arvin for Shabbos. You walked into Shabbos with your Shabbos thing in the garden, and you just Stelzach a Kabbalah Shabbos, you sing lechadoidi and boykala. It's Shabbos. You are mekabel Shabbos. You are mekabel Shabbos in ma'arvin. Even though Ruvich Hatzeres is mokuladig, and even though it's only the rabbanon, avadi can have the dinam of a Ruvich Hatzeres. The mechaber in Shin Tzadik Gimel, he just said, afilu im kvar kibel all of tois for Shabbos. Are you a stam mekabel tois for Shabbos? That doesn't sound like you daven ma'arvin. It sounds like you made a kabbalah. Oh, you made a kabbalah. It's a whole different halacha. There it's a machlokes, and now he's in a machlokes. The Ikashit is that it's actually going to be mutter. But Al Kopanim, it's Mavur from the Noid of Yehuda and for Reb Shneir Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, the Zelbi Yisoid, and that is, there's two ways to be Mekabel Tois V'Shabbos, but they don't lead to the same place. They actually get you to two different places. If a person makes a Kabbalah, he says, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, it's Shabbos, but it's a more limited version of Shabbos. If a person actually acts as if it's Shabbos, he goes to Shul and he davens Kabbalah Shabbos, that's Min Hastam, said the Noid of Yehuda, you Mekabel Kol Kedushas HaShabbos. Kedushas HaShabbos Mamish. That's L'shoini Azov Shal Anoy de Yehuda. And over there, it's going to play itself out differently as it relates to different ideas. I say the Achnoini, maybe that's the Teretz to the Stira in Toysfus. It's true, Toysfus said in Ksubas Memzayin Amad Aleph that there's a concept where it could be you have Toysfus Shabbos with regards to Issa Melacha, but the other dinim you're not going to have, or specifically regarding Yontif, it'll be Toysfus Yontif, you can't do Melacha, because on Yontif, Leisas and Kol Melacha. But at the same time, it's not Yontif that you have the Halacha of Emar. It's not Yontif, you have the Dimas on Machta Bechagecha Veloy Beishtecha. That's talking about where you are Mekabel Yontif. You are Mekabel Yontif, it's a more limited Kabbalah. So now what's Chal is Yontif, and a more limited type of Yontif. And as a result, you have Issa Melacha, but you don't have all the Dinim. Tosfos, by us that had a havamina, ben benoy shal havamina, that said that the Mishnah had a tzeiach shetechshach, and we had in the Agadah shal Pesach yochem loydayim tamalayim a whole pasuk a mechilta by yoy mahul loyamarti el b'shoshi etshmat tomorrow menachem lufanecha. Now was talking about where you were mekabel early Shabbos or early Yontif day making Yontif. We said baruchu es Hashem. There's no kabbalah Shabbos erev Yontif. We said baruchu es Hashem amavoyrach. So there it was a real Yontif with the nigin and the ganze knack. Oh, over there you were mekabel Yontif. That's kedushas hayontif mamish. It's kedushas hayontif mamish. There would have been a havamina that maybe could be kind of mitzvah of matzah, maybe could be kind of mitzvah of marer, maybe could be kind of mitzvah of sibitis mitzrayim. There would be a din of a samachta b'chagach v'loy b'shtecho. You would have eim arba simcha b'simcha. That type of kabbalah is already going to be a different type of kabbalah. So just to end, the truth is the sugya of Tais v'Shabbos and Tais v'Yontif is it's a very important sugya from a halachic perspective, but also from a lumdis perspective. I mean, the amount of lumdis and super lumdis, I mean, the shilas, right? So somebody makes an early Shabbos. So is it Friday? Meaning, is it today, but it has dinim like it's Shabbos? Is it really tomorrow, but it has dinim like it's today? Is it day? Is it night? You can see we're in the world of super lumdis. This could get very exciting. It could be a lot of fun. These are mamish deshailas, right? The stodim. It's today, but it's not. It's laila. It's really laila, but it's yesterday. There's all these different stodim. But the bottom line is that's in the world of lumdis. We'll leave that for the lumdim. But just to end off with one ha'ara, and that is there's a mitzvah of Tais v'Shabbos and Tais v'Yontif, which, without the Shitas HaRamam, according to all the other Rishonim, it's a Rutin Dairais, it's based on a Mefurash Gemara, Yuma Peyalef Mamid Beis, that there's an idea, Mikansha Meisifim Michoel HaLakoidesh. And there's two ways Yemoisif Michoel HaLakoidesh. Either Yemoisif Michoel HaLakoidesh, Ayudea Kabbalah, maybe Belev, says the Mishnah Berurah. But Pashtus, you have to verbally say, I'm being Mekabel in early Shabbos. Or, by saying Mizma Shiliyem HaShabbos, by doing Kabbalah Shabbos. If that's the case, most Yidin, most Shabboses are not making the mitzvah of Tois v'Shabbos. I mean, unless you're aware of it and you're cognizant of it and you know that you have to be mekabel in early Shabbos. So the average person who just gets ready for Shabbos very nicely and he goes to shul and he gets the mincha time and he even has the minig that he davens mincha before shkia and everything is gewaldig. But at the same time, was he mekayim his mitzvah Tais v'Shabbos? When was he mekayim Tais v'Shabbos? If your mincha is 3 minutes after lechtzenden, then by the time you say mizmer shili yema Shabbos, it's Shabbos already. So you aren't mekayim Tais v'Shabbos. You never made a kabbalah belev, presumably, and you didn't get it by the mitzvah baruch. So what's going on over here? So we have a mitzvah asei d'oraisa of yinisim es nafsho yisechem betisha lachodesh tishbis ulerabbi Shabbos and yontif. And like, how are we missing all this? So how are Yidin Mekayim the mitzvah of Tais v'Shabbos? It would seem to be a very, very big kasha. And really, in order to answer this kasha, we have to really take another step backwards. I mean, we went through a little bit Tais v'Shabbos, but we have to understand a little bit better when night happens and what is being ashmoshes. And believe it or not, when night happens, you would think it's pretty straightforward. It's actually quite confusing. Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, Metz Hashem, we'll get into that in tomorrow's daf.